These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School. I want to read something before we get to Jay Foreman in this space. Winnie Lonstein just posted this, and we'll read along. Said, "Hi, Husker fans. I'm coming here to clear the confusion and rumors that you may have heard about my status on the volleyball team. With that being said, I've thought long and hard about my decision and took the holidays with my family to clear my mind. But I have decided to step away from the volleyball team to focus on myself and be with my family and continue to heal due to the passing of my dad. I cherish every single moment with my teammates. They've grown to be some of my best friends and will continue to be. I will miss playing in the Bob with my teammates. It will be something I will remember forever. But I think it's important to put myself first. Put yourself first before you commit to something big. Thank you, everyone, for the unconditional love and support. The Huskers fan base is unlike any other." So there's that news for you. So we read.
Who was that?
Whitney Lowenstein. We read that from her. Those are her words. So I said, we talked earlier about Harper Murray, the number one player in the country, who was a part of it, and she's coming, and Whitney Lowenstein will not be there this year. And heal up.
Yeah.
Just take time, heal up. First things first, take care of you before you try to take care of everybody else. And the Husker fans, especially the good ones, will understand and support you. We will be rooting for you, Whitney, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. Good people all the way around. Jay, what'd you decide? Some Texas said they want you to talk about 335.
Yeah, we'll do a little 335, man.
What's on your mind? Because I know you get fired up when you start talking about defensive schemes and the possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, it's what Coach White knows and what he's played it. First of all, he played in it and he knows, and that's what he's always done. So, you know, I assume by a pretty good guesstimation, that's what we're going to run. And, you know, I think he probably feels pretty comfortable with what they have on the maybe outside or back end because, I guess, playmaking ability. Probably need to shore up the tackling of a couple of players. Obviously, they've signed a lot of outside guys, so it gives you some flexibility from a body standpoint, schematic standpoint, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, hopefully for good health and depth on the second level. So it gives you a lot of flexibility. It's going to be really interesting to see how much is a standard 3-3-5, how they play it, and how they deal with, in theory, a lot of downhill, in between the tackles type of run games. That on the surface, the 3-3-5 sometimes doesn't play well against. But I think if you teach it well enough and you have the guys that, you know, want to go and do well, I think you'll be fine. I don't think it's 3-3-5 and the 3-4. I don't envision much difference because if you got a team that comes out in 22 personnel, I imagine you have three defensive linemen, two bigger outside guys, and two stack linebackers or something like that, you know, and then with the safety, you're able to kind of fill in and be an alley player, so forth and so on. So I think it gives you flexibility to adjust. You got to have guys that can run. You got to be length, which you've seen in some of the recruits. But then also you got to be able to be pretty complex. You know, if you face some teams that, you know, like to throw the ball. Well, in theory, it was Purdue. You never know what Wisconsin's going to do because they just landed four quarterbacks through the portal. So, you know, first and foremost, you know, we have to be able to stop the run. That starts up front with the defensive line. So it doesn't matter if it's three guys or two guys, if it's nickel or four defensive linemen. So, you know, I think Coach White knows every scheme out there. You can have 3-3-5 personnel, but you can play 4-3 front. So you can play a 3-4 front. You could do a multitude of things. So ultimately, the players have got to play, and they got to get them ready to play. I'm just really interested to see, you know, what it looks like going into the, I guess, you know, spring ball at the, you know, what it looks like. You can get a little bit of guesstimation, but then what it looks like that first game, because you coming out the gate, you got Minnesota, that's an established program, good offensive line, quarterback's gone, Tanner Morgan, but the guy behind him is probably really more explosive and more of a threat.
Gave some problems here, yeah.
And they always are going to have a running back, and they're going to get healthy with their big-time receivers, not one receiver, receivers, along with the up-and-coming defense.
Scheme-wise, they're a problem for Nebraska, or they were.
They were the mid-zone, and they just kept running, and they this out-formation Nebraska kind of, you know, banana in a tailpiped them. Nebraska came and played well the first half, but then Minnesota made an adjustment, and Nebraska never really – adjusted both in schematics and also the players, you know, and so it'll be interesting to see what Coach White and staff does and, you know, where he takes it. And it's just the first, you know, step, but, you know, at Nebraska, you know, you don't have a year off to kind of, you know, lose the whole thing. You got to come out winning.
How difficult is it with a new coaching staff implementing an entirely new system, entirely new verbiage, entirely new workout programs, nutritional suggestions and workspace, practice routines and drills, all of those things in place. And then the thing about the 3-3-5 is that, as you said, it is fluid. It is fluid. It never should look the same. That takes longer to teach. It takes longer to coach because you need more players who do more things differently and better than they ever have before. How long do you think it'll take for them to get this new system into the hands and minds of these new Huskers?
I mean, I think it's a match kind of made in the sense of it's only going to take as long as the players and the coaches, you know, make it, because it's a relationship, right? So you want the players to be able to be attentive and want to learn more. You should, you know, everybody's starting with a blank slate, so you got to compete in the classroom, you got to compete in the weight room, all that stuff. So it's going to take a little time to get the true confidence in that, and that's the chicken and the egg thing. You know, do you need success or realize success before you really, really confident in it? But ultimately, you know, it is defense now. I mean, let's not make this into something that it's not. And so, you know, I think that the players, you know, obviously are going to have to embrace it, step up and learn it. And I think being fixated on what the base alignment 3-3-5 would probably do yourself, you know, injustice. Now, granted, in theory, right, the 3-3-5 is better against spread teams. So that'd be like the Big 12, Pac-12, and all that, because it gives you kind of more athletic, smaller athletic hybrid types out there. But, you know, if you have it and you can adjust it, then you can – play against the run. You know, at the end of the day,
well, you're moving people around, which makes you a little bit bit more helpful.
At the end of the day, we have got to be physical. That's number one. And we have got to be able to get off blocks, number two. And we have got to be able to finish.
It doesn't matter. Is the 3-3-5 a physical defense?
Defense is physical if you make it.
Ask Michigan.
I mean, Michigan put up a lot of yards, but yeah, I mean, you can bring it to them, but I mean, ultimately,
it's different depending on the personnel.
I mean, ultimately, you have got to be physical in any defense. You couldn't be running. You're like, okay, so here's an example at the pro level, Buffalo.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Generally runs a nickel defense, 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be physical. They weren't physical at times, you know, against the Dolphins when they played on Christmas Day. They weren't physical at times. So you've got to be physical. That's what – when you play defense, you got to be physical. So really I would ask people – If we're running a 3-3-5, we still only have three defensive linemen. Now, the size and what they expect out of those, that's what I'm more interested in. The body – not the body types, because I always felt like –
the interior three is pretty rock solid in what you do with them.
It's not because if you look at what he did, he didn't have any big guys, so he had to manufacture. His nose tackle was 5'11", 260. I'm more interested in the see – where guys line up with the three guys and what they look like, because that can let you look into the future. Are there really only two big guys and an in-between guy that then eventually he's a defensive end, and then you got kind of an elephant defense a la Charles Haley, Ricky Jackson when he played back.
When you look at the roster as it currently stands,
you don't know.
You don't know.
Well, you got Nash, you got Ty, you got Buckley, you got Judy, right? Text line 402-464-5685. If there's any other defensive linemen that I haven't mentioned, we're interior guys. Mm-hmm. Do you spread those four, five, six guys out of three positions, or it's two, and then one guy is kind of like your boundary defensive end, mm-hmm. right? So he would be 265. Well, that's the same thing you'd be doing in a 4-3, except for now you have a guy standing up. So, I mean –
and having a 255-pound edge setter who could also drop in coverage in the flats.
And really, to be honest with you, you got to play well on first and second down against the run, and then you're playing nickel defense anyways.
Texas Jeremy says this. He says, we go against it here in Texas. It can be difficult to run against, like poking a wasp nest. Fast, quick gap players coming out of nowhere for our O-line to pick up in space to block.
See, here's the thing, I guess, to answer your question. You can manufacture a run defense by doing a lot of stunts and slants and stuff like that. What you cannot do as a defensive line or a front is slant and stay blocked. Mm-hmm. So if me and DP are slanting to cross Austin's face to mm-hmm. our right, mm-hmm. we can't just keep running to that computer over
I can't
there.
Get flat. I can't also get Listen, turned.
We got to get our
I can't
square,
get turned to
get
the
our
side
pads
line,
square.
Which,
we got to get where we're going, yeah. square our pads up, and start playing football.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you got to own your gap. So it doesn't matter, what front you play. It'll be interesting to see how it holds up.
And you have to know what your teammates are doing.
That's in every defense, but, yeah, in particular this. In particular this because you're down a big body, but then also your personnel. Do you change the way you play your 3-3-5 based on two inside linebackers that have been fairly productive, but they're coming off of – injury, mm. right? So, mm-hmm. so you got to – and then if you have a plethora of guys that you believe in on the back end, or do you play towards that? You know what I'm saying? Do we have a Gifford, maybe a Buddha Wright, where he's the ultimate hybrid, where Buddha's – I mean, every time I see him, it seems like he's getting taller. He's 6'4 and a half, 6'5.
Yeah, I saw him Sunday, and, yeah,
he's
long.
Gets up to 225, yeah. 230, now you're playing – now and he can really run. Now you're covering – now he can cover – now he can, blitz. He can be that kind of X factor, obviously barring health. So you've got to curtail it every single year to your personnel. That's why New England is always really good. That's why Pittsburgh is always really good generally on defense, because even though they run their base front, say 3-4 or 4-3, New England changes like week by week and half by half.
Yeah.
They curtail it to their personnel.
Is there going to be a need for certain players on the roster to change their body types?
All of them.
Right?
Them offensive linemen, you better get in shape. Nuri, hey, you my boy, man. You better get in shape, dog. Because I met old boy on down there at that Remington thing.
Olu. Wow.
Yeah, you got a little way to go, but you can do it. They all need to get in better shape.
Can it be done in four months?
Most definitely. The games don't start until, August? So how many months is that?
Well, seven months. Can it be done?
It starts, right? Yeah. It should have started after the season was over.
Well.
You had look,
he,
look
but here's what I
after
here's what,
Thanksgiving, you ain't playing no more.
Well, but here's what we know to be true, and I can tell you, having had eyes on that team Sunday night, there are a lot of them that had surgeries and procedures that they're recovering from now.
Yeah, well, I mean that's part of the game. But even though you're along the recovery process, you can still change your body type so you're not behind the eight ball when the season comes. Because at the end of the day, Minnesota don't care. Mm-hmm. So you have got to be leaner, mm-hmm. which then will allow you to play longer and harder, which then in theory will let you be more physical. Mm-hmm. You will be quicker. You will be, you know, a better athlete. You can't be around here. You know, I don't care if you're 6'10 or not. You can't be walking around 330 pounds. I mean, dude, they ain't even dudes in the NFL that big.
It is a thing, right? We looked at Michigan and we thought, oh my goodness gracious, this dude is legitimate. Like I, from
so,
all
so
of
the
that.
D-line, you get, I mean, you got guys that got to, you know, change their body types, and they should want that because I think there's all you're. I think a lot of kids, or a lot of guys on the team, even if you now, there's also been guys that have played here that didn't do themselves a service where they needed to get bigger, and then they didn't commit to it. Mm-hmm. So. As much as we can talk about they need to get leaner, there was guys that didn't do it for themselves, well, or for the team. I think a lot of guys that need to kind of change their body types, both trim up and get leaner or get, you know, bigger, faster, and stronger, are in a gray area. I always talk about this gray area, and always my analogy is when you're taking off and you're going up to the clouds and you're kind of in turbulence, and then you never know if it's going to take 5 minutes or 45 minutes. They're in that gray area because they're in there and they're trying to do it, so they haven't received the fruits of their labor. They haven't said, oh, this is what Coach Derek meant, but like I need to get in better shape. Mm-hmm. They don't have that aha. They haven't had that aha moment. When they have it.
And some of those are additional moments like bowl games where you can actually
It's like, oh, well, what you know as an athlete when you're in better shape than the year before, or it could be simple that, okay, I PR'd or I went up 50 pounds in my squat from last year. Mm-hmm. Well, when you can really move somebody out of there as an offense and defensive lineman, you're like, okay, that's where it's at. Or, oh, I'm not as fatigued in the third quarter versus last year. These are the checkpoints that you should always be having as an athlete in any sport.
And I think some of what happened here on this program was that there were players that didn't know what in shape looked like or felt like.
Well, you just never know. And that's something that you know that you – when you learn your body, you become when I learned how to – when I became more mature, when I kind of really just started to kind of evaluate everything. So then, you know, then I became – I knew what I needed to do and didn't. That just comes with maturity. It comes with accountability. And it becomes to giving myself to my team because I have to do it for them because – ultimately, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win.
That is a lesson that isn't often learned. We'll throw the break here. We'll close out old school by paying tribute. Yesterday was the birthday of one of the greatest humans to ever live, and today, one of the greatest athletes of all time celebrates a birthday, his 80th birthday. We'll pay a small tribute to that athlete when we come back.